Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Your Pastor by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. James 3:1. When the news of another pastor's moral failure makes its way into the public eye, is your first reaction one of sarcasm and jadedness? Or does it cause you to weep and hit your knees in prayer? It seems easier to get angry or grow cynical when those in the pulpit fall into grave sin and disappoint those who credit much of their spiritual growth to their teachings. But instead of wagging our fingers or shaking our heads in disappointment, it should just truly break our hearts when leaders in the church fall. There's a stern warning found in the book of James that should cause us to pause and reflect upon the great and weighty responsibility that pastors carry as teachers of God's word. James 3:1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." This verse begins a chapter in the book of James that focuses on the importance of the tongue and its ability to either bring encouragement and growth or hostility and destruction. We'll all be held accountable for the words we speak. But for those who teach the Bible, there's a higher standard. With a higher standard comes a stronger judgment from God. This should motivate us to pray for teachers, especially those who pastor our own local church. In America, and perhaps even around the world, thanks to television and social media, the gospel of Jesus Christ has become extremely muddied by false teaching full of false gospels. False teachings, including New Age, occult, pagan practices, lying signs and wonders, and distractions from worldly desires, are all leading many to false Christs. For almost half of our marriage, my husband and I were among those believers who were believing lies from the result of twisting of Scripture. We fell for the emotional, mental, and spiritual manipulation by leaders in ministry that we trusted. By God's grace, though, we were rescued from this deception, and we now attend a sound and biblical church that's been a blessing to our family. Every week, the elders preach the Word of God with such conviction and clarity, and they're unashamed about the gospel. So although we finally feel safe, we know that these men of God are susceptible to the same temptations that we are. And instead of growing comfortable and letting our guard down, we must fiercely pray for those who teach God's holy word, because Satan has put a giant target on their back. The enemy knows how much damage can be done to the body of Christ if God's word is abused or distorted. But the same is true for the carriers of that message. A teacher's life is held to a higher standard because the Lord uses teachers to help us understand who He is. The weighty responsibility and calling of bringing truth to the sheep of God is one that no one should have to bear alone. Let's shoulder kingdom responsibility with our elders by making it a priority to daily pray for the pastors who've given much influence to our spiritual well-being. Let's pray. Father God, in the age we live in, we can know personal details of public figures very quickly and easily. It seems there's always a new Christian leader who's given in to fleshly temptation and taken advantage of the trust of their sheep. This should cause us heartache and wake us up to the reality that the enemy wants to cause destruction among God's people. These moral failings cause distrust among sheep, but they also hurt our witness to the world when they see the hypocrisy and corruption within the visible church. Lord, please give us a burden to pray for church leaders, but more importantly, the leaders of our very own church who've given their lives to shepherd souls and teach others about you and your ways. We're called to make disciples, and we need to be equipped by your word to do that. You've called teachers and pastors to a higher standard, to equip the body for the work of the ministry by teaching us what your word says. May we be quick to lift them up every day, knowing the seriousness of their high calling as teachers of your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.